Okay, as always, the Torah should be the Nishmash of Gashem and this week, Parshas Kisisa, a parsha full of fascinating bits of information. We're going to lay the beginning of it this week. We're going to lay it again next week as Parshas Shkolim, the parsha of Klal Yisrael donating each person half a shekel, and specifically every person, irrespective of their financial standing, had to give exactly half a shekel. And from this was made the Adonim for the Mishkan. There was another counting in Sefer Bamidbar, which Rashi tells us, which again it was half a shekel from that Karbonos Tzibur report. And the parasha then continues to tell us about the Kiyor, about the Shemen HaMishcha, about the Ketores. After that, we're told about the parasha of Shabbos. We're told about Betzalel and Aliyov, the parasha of Shabbos. And then the calamity of the Eagle, the Tshuva of Klal Yisrael, Smicha and the Kapara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Nuchos Shniyos, and a bit about Yomim Tovim. And we end with Moshe Rabbeinu's face that had the carne hide that he was given. Seeing as it's Erev Shabbos, and we're going to be engaging in Shabbos, let's have a look at part of the parasha which talks about Shabbos. Famous words which we say in our Kiddush every week, V'shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, la'asos es ha-Shabbos adere son b'nei Yisrael. But that comes a little later in the parasha. We'll just see the Pesukim. V'yema Hashem amay shalemer. V'ato daber al b'nei Yisrael. Go and tell Klal Yisrael, lemer. Aches shabsos hay tishmeru. Make sure to be shomer Shabbos, even though you now have the mitzvah of constructing and built, putting and setting up the Mishkan. That doesn't affect Shabbos. Shabbos is not nidche. Ki oisi beinu beinechem. It's a sign between myself and between you. Klal Yisrael adoreisechem lodas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. It's to make known that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu who has been mekadish you, Klal Yisrael. Very important words. Moshe Rabbeinu, to go and tell Klal Yisrael that it's an oisi beinu beinechem lodas, to make known ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Ushmatim es haShabbos ki kodesh ilochem. Mechalalei ha'mos yumos kol ha'isvah melocha v'nichus ha'nef she'im mekerev amah. By keeping Shabbos and being shomer Shabbos, melacha gets done for us. Then v'shomer b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. Klal Yisrael should keep Shabbos. They should guard Shabbos. La'asos es ha-Shabbos l'doreisom b'Yisraelim, to make Shabbos l'doreisom for their future generations b'Yisraelim as an everlasting covenant. It's this everlasting ice. From which we learn that Klal Yisrael receive a Neshama Yisera every week, and the end of Shabbos, that Neshama Yisera goes away. And the Racham HaKadosh asks, what does the Pasuk mean? Klal Yisrael should keep Shabbos to make Shabbos. Shabbos is Gemach Gevorim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is made by Hashem. Like the Pasuk continues to say, Kisheishes Yomim Osa Hashem Es Hashmai Ves Ha'ores Uvayim Ashvi Shavas Vayinofash. Now the Eibishter rested on that day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Kedusha to that day. What does the Pasuk mean? B'shom B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos. La'asos Es HaShabbos. We make Shabbos? We don't make Shabbos. Shabbos begins and ends whenever it begins, ends whenever it ends. And we have Shabbos. What does it mean? La'asos Es HaShabbos, that we make Shabbos. So Rechaim HaKadosh says an amazing thing. It says, we know that Kedushas Shabbos happens, sets in and begins when Shabbos starts. By default, Shabbos will begin at Nacht, or at Sofik Nacht, by Shkia. So even if a person has not yet been Mekabel Shabbos, Shabbos is Chal, Shabbos begins, and the Kedushas Shabbos takes effect from Shkia and onwards. And it ends, by default, it will end when Shabbos ends, at Nacht or Matzah Shabbos. But we know that Klal Yisrael, anyone who wants from Klal Yisrael, from Plag HaMincha and onwards, can already be Mekabel Shabbos. From Plag HaMincha and onwards, I can create Kedusha Shabbos. And if I want to take out Shabbos later, then I can extend Kedusha Shabbos for longer. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, Oid Yirtza Ba'imri, La'asos Es HaShabbos. You know these words, V'shomru B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos, Klal Yisrael, guard Shabbos. Because if you guard Shabbos, you know what you can do with it? La'asos Es HaShabbos. Ki ma'ashem moisiv mi'choyl ala kodesh. What a yid adds on from choyl onto kodesh, and he makes his Shabbos earlier or extends his Shabbos longer, Yaskim Hashem Likroisoy Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Shalom is maskim to that yid and says, I maskim with you and therefore I'll give it Kedusha Shabbos. V'nimtzo zeh ha'ish oiseh Shabbos mamash. That means that this yid is actually creating Shabbos. He's oiseh Shabbos. He's lasting his Shabbos. Ki shoyis miyom ha'shishi v'gam shoyis miyom rishon shehim choyl b'nei Yisrael oiseh ma'itzom Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, I've made Shabbos Shabbos. And if you want, you can add on to Kedusha Shabbos. You can make the Shabbos. How? By keeping Shabbos and adding on to it. Last Shabbos. An amazing koyach that Yidden have, that we as Klal Yisrael have, that the Rebbe has given us that koyach to make Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud on the base, about the pasuk which we mentioned earlier, Lo das ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, says the Gemara, Va'omar Rava bar Mechasya, Omar Rav Choma bar Gurya, Omar Rav. If someone gives a gift to his friend, he must let him know he's giving him a gift. It shouldn't be that I take a gift and put it in someone's house so that he has this gift, and then he'll find it and he'll use it, but he'll never know who the person who gave that gift was. That's the way the Torah wants. Giving a gift to someone, let them know you're giving them a gift. Shenemar, because the Rabbeinu Shem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go and tell Klal Yisrael that they should know Lo Das Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's actually giving Kedusha to Shabbos, and I'm giving it to them. Tanya Nami Hochi says the Gemara, there's a Braisa which says the same thing. Lo Das Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. Moshe Rabbeinu, go and tell Klal Yisrael that they should know I am giving them Shabbos which has Kedusha. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Matono Toiva Yeshli Beveis Genotai. I have an amazing matona in my storehouses. V'Shabbos Shema. And Shabbos is its name. And I want to give it to Klal Yisrael. Leich v'hoidiyom. Go and let them know. Mikan Omar, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Hanoisim pas letinoik, Tzorich lehidiyah le'imoy, May ovid le. So Gemara says, at the end of the parasha, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even know about Kikoran Oyerponov. He was given this gift and he wasn't told about it. So he says, a matana that's avidi legluya, something that's going to become known, that you don't need to let someone know about. Something that's not going to become known, then you need to let them know about. At Shabbos, Shabbos would become known, but the matan schar of Shabbos would not become known. That's the Gemara there in Masechet Shabbos. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Meshavinu, go and tell Klal Yisrael, matana teva yeshli beveis genozai v'shabbos shmo. Go and tell them about this amazing matana. What's this amazing matana? Kedusha Shabbos. There's a Kedusha Shabbos. Go and tell Klal Yisrael. There's something called Kedusha Shabbos. Said the Chiddush Yorim. Says the Sfasemes. Sfasemes is amazing words in our parasha. Ube'emes. Tzorech kol ish Yisrael lahamin ki nimtzo boi hakedusha b'Shabbos Kodesh. We've got to have emuna. The Rabbeinu Shem said, Lodas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. That means that every Shabbos we are imbibed with a Kedusha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, resulting from the fact that we are part of Klal Yisrael who are given Shabbos. Hein Rav, hein Ma'at. Ki Kodesh hi lochem, koi afilu lemi she'ein emargish HaKadosh. And even if I can't feel the Kedusha, I've got to be ma'amin and know that there is Kedusha that's been imbibed into me. Ki hamargish yedea ba'atzmoi. The Ebishah doesn't need to tell it to someone who's feeling it anyway. He feels it. He knows he's got Kedusha Shabbos. So who's it to go and tell? Go and tell the people who don't feel it, and they should know that it's there. V'hatoyra me'ido, kodesh hi lochem l'chol ish Yisrael. U'kfi roiv ho'emuna sh'odom ma'min b'kedusha Shabbos sh'shoy revoy, kach misgal eloi sh'yuchal l'hargish ha'kedusha gamki. The more we are ma'min, the more we are ma'min in the fact that there is Kedusha Shabbos, we'll end up feeding that Kedusha Shabbos. I've talked from the Sfasemes. Oh, but says the Sfasemes, well, we've got to know that there is such a thing as Kedusha Shabbos. There is such a thing as Kedusha Shabbos, and the Rebbeinu Shem has given that to us as a matana. And we've got to appreciate what the chashivas of that matana is. The chashivas of that matana is that we actually can create Kedusha. Like we saw from the Rechaim HaKadosh. Not only that the Rebbeinu was giving Kedusha in the world and giving that Kedusha to us, we can create more Kedusha. We can increase Kedusha in the world. It's mavi. The question is, how do we prepare for that? How do we prepare for that? That we can actually have a Shabbat to create more Kedusha in the world? That we can actually say, Rabbeinu Shalom, I want Shabbos to begin now. So the Rabbeinu Shalom, I must in with you, and I infuse you with more Kedusha. But where, how do we do that? So Rachayim HaKadosh, in another pshat, in the words, B'shomu b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, la'as es ha-Shabbos, he says the following. Rachayim HaKadosh. V'yiyye yoyshev u'meshamer ad shiyagia ha-Shabbos. The lashon of Va'oviv Shomar es Hadover. Yaakov Avinu, when he heard about Yosef HaTzadik's dreams, Va'oviv Shomar, who was Metzapeh, Mosai, when will it happen? A person has to wait for Shabbos. We have to look forward to Shabbos. In fact, says Arachaim HaKadosh, V'yayoshev u'meshamer ad shiyagia ha-Shabbos. We can put aside a few minutes just before Shabbos is about to begin, or just before we want to be Mekabel Shabbos, to sit and be Metzapeh for Shabbos. V'shomru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. If we are shomar es hadavar, if we look forward to it, then la'aseh es ha-Shabbos. Then we have the right, and then we're given the koyach, and then we're given this amazing siyata d'shmaya, and this gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have a part in creating extra kedusha in the world. By v'shomru, by waiting for it. Sitting and waiting for a Shabbos. I saw an amazing thing from the Chiddush Harim. Chiddush Harim says at the beginning of our parasha, Kisisa es roish b'nei Yisrael. He says on the words, Kisisa es roish, apparently it's brought down in other sforim as well, if you lift up the letters of the word roish to the letters above those ones, Kisisa es roish, lift up the letters of roish, the letter above a roish, the one that precedes that's after the reish. Kisisa, lift up to the next letter, to the one that's after it. Yeah, the one that's after a reish is a shin. The one that's after an aleph is a base, and the one that's after a shin is a tav. It's the word Shabbos. Kisisa es reish. If you lift up the letters of reish to the letters that come after them, after the reish comes a shin, after the aleph comes a base, and after the shin comes a tav, it comes to Shabbos. Said the Chiddush Harim. During the week, we're subservient, we're subjugated to the koichas of the world. And we have to entertain, look after, maintain our guf. Come Shabbos, the roish becomes in charge. One is allowed, the das of a person becomes in charge. One severs oneself from all one's mundane tasks, from all the iske olam hazeh that we need to be involved in, that we have to be involved in during the week. But comes Shabbos, and a person is able to sever oneself from it, and one is able to rise above that. And the Roish is then sholet on the rest of the guf. How do we do that? How do we do that? How do we do that on Shabbos? Okay, we want our Roish to be in charge. How do we do that? With the letters of Kisiso. You want to be Siso as Roish. How do you lift up those Roish to become Shabbos? With the words Tiso, is the letters, the Rosh Tevis of the Aleph is of Hashem, Odoin, the Sin, Sfasai, Tiftach, with Tefillah. When we daven to be, have Siyata Dishmaya, to be Mekabel Shabbos. By davening to have Siyata Dishmaya, the Kabbalah Shabbos, what is Kabbalah Shabbos? What's the Tefillah of Kabbalah Shabbos? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the Koyach to be Mekabel Shabbos. Give us that Koyach that we can lift ourselves up, that Kisisa es Roish, that we can be that above everything else, that we can be part of your Reshit, we can be part of your world. Amalek, the gematria of Amalek is 240. 240 is the gematria of Rom, of Gaiva. It's the gematria of also Mar, of bitterness. And Amalek creates bitterness. The Golos that we're in, it creates bitterness. How are we mumtik that bitterness? With Tefillah. With Koil. Koil is gematria 136. You add 136 to 240, and you get the gematria of Sholem, of Shlemus. And that's Shabbos Sholem. There's a pasuk in Yeshayo, Perek Lama Gimel pasuk Zayin, it says, Malachi Sholem, Mar Yivkoyum. The Malachim of Sholem, the Malachim of Shlemus, when they saw the Churban, when they will see the Churban, Mar Yivkoyum, they will cry out Mar. It's Amalek who's brought this bitterness to the world, who's brought stakers to the world, who's brought gaivah to the world, who's brought negation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, subjugation to one's guf to the world. It's our Malik that's created this bitterness. And Malachi Shalom, the Malachim who were in charge of Shalom, Mar Yivkoyu. So what do? On Shabbos, we daven to have Siyat HaDishmaya to be Makabal Shabbos. And from that tefillah, we bring home Malachim with us, to whom we say, Shalom Aleichem Malachi HaShalom. Now you've got your Shalom back. We've come back from davening, where we used our coil to overpower and add that to the Mar of the week. And now we bring you home, we can say to our Malachim, Shalom Aleichem Malachi HaShalom. And it's why on Shabbos, we have to sever ourselves from everything. We've got to look, Ilu Melachta Asuya. And we have to work on that to be able to do it. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim used to say, you know, during the week, we have the klala, Bezeh HaSapecha Toich HaLechem. That's the klala that we have during the week. Comes Shabbos. Shabbos is Mekor HaBracha. So the Chofetz Chaim, why do people want to wait till the last minute to bring in Shabbos and take it out as soon as they can? What, they want to have the klala till the last minute and bring it back as soon as they can? On the contrary, he says, be mekabel Shabbos early, bring ourselves out of that klala and into the bracha, and into the mekor habracha, and keep it for as long as possible that we continue to have it. He says, he would say a moshel, the Chofetz Chaim, he says, there was a villager who had a farm, and he had all his produce, which he used to bring in every week to the market, and he would sell it to wholesalers. He didn't have his thing of, I've forgotten what it's called, they used to use to for the money to, you know, hundreds, tens and units. No one is old enough to remember probably either. I saw them in Russia. What's it called?
Abacuses.
Oh, thank you. Abacuses, whatever you call it, yeah.
An abacus,
right, okay. So he didn't even know how to use one of those. So he thought, you know what he did? He took his cap off, he put it down, and the person who was buying from him, he said, right, you put a coin in. For every bag of produce you're taking off me, you put a coin in my cap. So the wholesaler says, fine, he takes a coin, put a coin, another coin, and we'll count up the coins at the end, and that's how much you're gonna pay me. As the wholesaler is busy loading up his wagon, the little villager thinks he's gonna be really clever. He takes a few coins out and he puts it in his pocket. He thinks he's outsmarted the wholesaler. I stole from him a few coins he didn't even chap. So he finishes loading up. He says, fine, I bought what I want to buy for this week. Let's make a cheshbon. Takes his cap out, pulls them out. They count up the coins that are in the cap. And he pays him commensurate to the amount of bundles that he's taken, or that he thought he's taken. And the villager goes home to all his chevra and he tells them, you know, I paid a fast one today on the wholesaler. When he wasn't looking, I took some of the coins out of my cap and I put them in my pocket and here they are. It's on the shite of us, the beast. Each of those coins was to give you so much more. You think you chap the mice. So the Chofetz Chaim, every minute of Shabbos creates bracha for during the week. So every extra minute of Shabbos that we can have is Makor HaBracha. We want to take it out early. We want to bring it in late. Faket! And every extra moment we can have of Shabbos, if we can have an extra moment and we don't take it, and we give it away, it's like stealing the coin and putting it in my pocket. What have I gained? I've gained a little coin, but I've lost out on a bracha for the whole week. And that's why at the end of Shabbos there are inyonim to be mamshich kedusha Shabbos into the week. It's brought down in the Shari Tshuva, in the Sefer Mishabura. You see in the Shari Tshuva there, he says that at the end of Shabbos a person should be marich in v'hurachum. That's where the minhag of v'hurachum comes from. One should also be marich in the baruch Hashem ha-mevoyrach le'ilam voyed, because it's mamshich the kedusha and the bracha of Shabbos into the week. These are all things that we can do to increase and to bring Shabbos with us and to carry that with us into the week. Later on in the parasha, after Moshe Rabbeinu is entreated HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive Klal Yisrael for the Egel, he sees that it's an Eis Rotzen, and he therefore asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal more things to him. And one of the things that he asks for in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayoymar, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Har'eini no es kvedecha, says Rashi, Ro Moshe Shoye Eis Rotzen, Udvaro Mekubalim, Vahoysif Lisho Laharis Maris Kvedecha. What did Moshe Rabbeinu want to exactly see over here? So the Kriya Yochel says like this. Chazal say in the Yalkut Shemayni, Shebikesh lirois matan schoran shol mitzvah lo'enam haba. As it says, Kovod chachomim yincholu, a pasuk in Mishle, the kovod of chachomim, they inherit. That's the Olam Haba. When Shabbat said, Harini Nois Kavodach, I want to see that covered. I want to see what a person can achieve. What is Matan Schar Shemitzvot Olam Haba? To which the Rebbe Nishan responded to him, Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Al Panecha. I'll show you all the good. Olam Haze. But you can't see what's there for Olam Haba. That's together what we say, Ayin Lo Raso. Rekim Zul Asecha. And that's hidden for the tzaddikim and also lower, they can see that. He says, that's why the Rebbe Nishim said to him, V'ro'iso es ha'choyrei, ufonai lo yiro. To see mamish, the ponim, the clarity, the olam haba, what the schar of tzaddikim is olam haba, that I can't show you. But I can show you what happens in this world. Chazal say, the Gemara Brachos Dav Zayin says, he showed him kesher shel tefillin. The name of Hashem is represented on the tefillin. There's a shin, a dalad, and a yud. In the front, we have the shin on the batim, and we have the yud in the kesher of the yad. That's in the front, that's in the ponim. In the ochor, behind, we have the dalad. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the Moshul, I'll show you me'achorai, I'll show you the kesher shel tefillin, and I'll show you the dalad. You can see olam hazeh. To show you olam haba, that I can't show you. He says, and that's why the ayin and the dalad, one of the reasons for the ayin and the dalad in Shema Yisrael being large, the ayin being what an eye of a person can see, what can they see? The dalad. We can see the dalad of Maris Kvoidei, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can see Schar Olam Hazeh. Schar Olam Haba is already something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't ever show us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever doesn't allow us to see that.
Sorry?
Could be. Yeah, he actually says that. Dalad b'kesher shel tefillin remez l'schar olam hazeh habo min dalad ruchos olam. Very good. Yeah, the kiyoka. Yeah. So that's one part. The Rebbe also said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'ro'isa es achorai ufonai lo yiro." You'll be able to see things from the ochor, from the past. Ufonai lo yiro. I can't show you that which is going to happen. The Chassam Sofer, when he was a young bocher, and he was learning at the time, the story is told that he was learning in Mintz, and at the time the place where he was eingestellt to eat and to sleep was by a particular wealthy person in that town, and there were also some French soldiers that were there at the same time as well. There was one French soldier that took to this young prodigy, and he would offer to do all different types of things for him. If he needed this day, if his shoes polished, if his shirt washed, he would look after him. And the Chassam Sofer built up a friendship with him. Interesting friendship, didn't really have much to do with him in their Mahalach HaChaim, but he would help him and assist him. Years later, when there was a battle broke out between the French and the Austrians, and Prejbo was on the battlefront. And the Chassam Sofer was taken in by the French, who at that time crossed over the border because of the Chashash, that he was a spy and treason, etc. And he was brought to a court-martial. He was court-martialed, he was brought in front of the... soldier happened to have been the judge. He recognized the Chassam Sofer, he pulled him aside into a side room, reminded him who he was, and they rekindled their acquaintance. After which he told the Chassam Sofer, listen, I know who you are. I know that I remember from then. There's no shayla in my mind. You're not involved in anything to do with anything of Olam Hazeh. And I'll take care of you. That was V'ro'isa es achorai. Why did that event happen back then? For what purpose? What was the objective? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from it? I don't know. But the same question that we sometimes ask, part of this was to see Anhogas Hashem. One of the big questions that we ask in Anhogas Hashem is the Rebbe Hashem. It seems to me that for a shoyim you give them tzaddik v'ralei, but rasha v'tovei. How does it work? So Be'edis and Abishitz would say over a moshul. He said a gamov came in one day to a bank. He had a check for $2 million, 2 million rubles, or whatever it was, or 2 million marks, signed by none other than Rothschild himself. It's a bit of a strange check to be brought to the bank for that amount of money to be cashed, but you wanted to cash it. So the cashier looks at it and says, look, this is way above what we normally give out. I have to go to the manager. goes to the manager gives it to the director, who happens to be Rothschild himself. He looks at the check, he realizes he's never given out a check for that amount. He sees the signature's counterfeit. He says to the gentleman, yeah, no problem, if you just wait downstairs, I'll give you the money. And he gets together the 2 million of that currency, and he gives it to him. And the fellow walks out of the bank, only to be met around the corner by the police, got taken in, and got put away. So people went to Rothschild after and said, well, one second, well, you know, you realised it was counterfeit, you realised it was Sheker, you realised this was a thief, why did you let him get out? He says, look, I've got to explain to you. If I wouldn't have given it to him, if I would have said it's counterfeit, possibly he could have got out there and said, you know what, really, the bank didn't have that cash to cover the cheque. And therefore, they said, and you know, Rothschild's a powerful man, etc. But really, the bank doesn't have with what to cover that cheque, and that's why they said it's counterfeit. I wanted to show our bank has what to cover. But he's a thief, so I got him caught round the corner. The Rebbeinu Shlom will never allow the Rishoyim to say, ekenisht, ehotnisht. So Rebbeinu Shlom says, you know what, these Rishoyim, they think that they want to do it, if I don't give it to them, they're going to say the Rebbeinu Shlom is shortchanged, the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't have what to give. I'll give it to them. It's the same way why when Shlomo HaMelech said, if a guy comes to daven by the Beis HaMikdosh and he doesn't get what he davened for, he'll turn around and he'll say, Aye, you're awesome. So, you know, a guy comes to daven, he can have what he wants. He comes to daven if he's royal, because he'll be matzlik al aves hadin. The Rebbeinu Shlomo has a whole series of anhagas. We don't understand any of them, bechlal. But there are ways to understand and to explain why different events happen in the way that they do. He's our Shem, we're coming up to Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar is one of the things of Lo Yosef Mizaram. This story of Megillas Esther will never ever be stopped to be kept as a Yom Tov. Because it's a Yom Tov where we can look back and we see there was a master plan at every single stage of that story, which spanned over 12 years. But at every stage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being Zoreya, the Yeshua, and was being Matzmiach, the Yeshua, as everyone thought the Torah was going on. And as the Torah was getting deeper, that Gufa was the Yeshua being created from that very Torah. At each stage of the Megillah. That is where Rabbeinu Shlomo, we have to take inspiration from the times where we can see in the past what has happened. But Ufanai lo yiro. So the Rabbeinu Shlomo, going forward, that's part of the Anhaga, I'm not going to tell you, because that's life. That's where the challenges of life are, where we don't see the future. We walk through relying on our Emunah and Betochen. But we can look back and see that there is an Achorai, there is a Rabbeinu Shlom who has, throughout different situations through our time, guided us and given us the Siyata Dishmaya to be able to navigate through it. Shabbos is a time where we're able to sit back and look through the Sheishis and Meir HaMaisa and see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has helped us through the last 6 days. Different events which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has helped us, and look through the Bria and look back. That's part of Shabbos, is look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And that gives us inspiration for the coming week. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Siyata Dishmaya should give us that inspiration, that we should be able to be Yoshev or Metzapeh for Shabbos, wait for Shabbos. We should be able to daven with a Kabbalah Shabbos, that with a tefillah, and that be inspired, that we taka can therefore raise ourselves up. And with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the Kedusha, that we are able to inject into and infuse into this world, that Veshomer B'nei Soros HaShabbos, Klal Yisrael should be able to keep Shabbos now. Last is the one other Pshat in Chazal is, last is this HaShabbos, that we should be able to make the Yom Shekulo HaShabbos, and we zoichet to the Gula Shlema B'mehirav Yomim.